Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Hello. You can find me at Tarot 360 Astrology on Instagram if you wish to know anything more. I am going to talk about the moon in its domicile or rulership, which would be in Cancer. The moon in Cancer is one of the most fundamentally important placements in all of traditional astrology, because here the moon is not adapting, it is operating exactly as it was designed to. The moon governs cycles and rhythms and growth and decay and the entire process of embodiment. It is the closest celestial body to Earth, and because of that, it is deeply entangled with physical life itself, such as the tides and the fluids of the body and the fluctuations of mood and the instinct to nurture and protect. Cancer, as a cardinal water sign, initiates emotional and biological processes. It is not passive. It creates conditions for life to form and be sustained. So when the moon is in Cancer, we are looking at a perfect alignment between planetary function and signification. The moon's job is to respond and to absorb and to reflect. And Cancer provides the container in which that can happen safely and effectively. This is why traditional astrologers associate Cancer with the home and the mother and the womb, not in a superficial sense, but as structures of protection and continuity. A moon in Cancer individual does not experience emotions as fleeting states. They experience them as environments. Their inner world is something they live inside of. And this creates a remarkable sensitivity, not weakness, but acute environmental awareness. They can feel shifts in tone and tension and emotional undercurrents before anything is said out loud. In its domicile, the moon also expresses its connection to memory. Cancer is deeply tied to the past, not because it is stuck there, but because it understands that the past is what sustains the present. There is a strong instinct to preserve and to hold on to what has proven safe and nourishing or meaningful. But here's where the depth really shows. The moon in Cancer doesn't nurture randomly. It nurtures selectively. It protects what it considers its own, such as its people, or its space, or its emotional territory. And when threatened, it doesn't confront directly, but rather it withdraws, it reinforces, and defends from within. At its highest expression, this placement reflects something profoundly human, the ability to create safety in an unstable world, to become a source of emotional continuity for others. Because the moon in Cancer doesn't just feel, but it sustains life through feeling. As always, remember to stand in your own truth.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.